Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Sarah Silverman has been in the comedy business for a long time. 3 decades, but who's counting? She's done her share of movies, plenty of TV appearances, voiceover work, some pretty funny ads for Uber Eats. She's even got a podcast where she dishes out advice on whatever's bothering you. She's definitely got a rise out of people with her sometimes blue or black comedy, or politics can also get people worked up as well. But I do have to say that one of her jokes is something my family makes references to quite often. She's back in Madison to play the Orpheum on Friday and is joining us now. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for taking a couple minutes.
Oh, hi. Nice. My pleasure.
Yes. So it's the post-mortem tour, which sounds a little more edgy than the celebration of life tour. But that's kind of what this is, a little bit, a celebration of life and death regarding your folks, right?
Oh, yeah. That's so lovely. Yeah, it is. My dad and my stepmom, Janice, died a year ago last May. And the show post-mortem, this tour, is kind of about it. Yeah, but just the funny parts.
Right, okay, I hope so, because otherwise it would be quite a downer. But, like, did then they kind of went, like, a la The Notebook, right? They died not that far apart, is that correct?
9 days apart. When my stepmother died, my dad was, they were holding hands. And, yeah, it was, you know, as horrible as it was really lovely. Come on down.
Yeah, this sounds like a blast. But I did see there was something funny. Jeff Ross, who's such a funny guy, does all the roasts on Comedy Central and stuff. Was he like good friends with your dad or something like that?
Well, he's like a brother to me. I mean, we both started out as teenagers doing stand-up. And so I introduced him to my parents. And, you know, Jeff, they love him, and he got really close to them, especially my dad, through poker, because we'd all play poker. So a bunch of the guys came over to like say goodbye to him, and Jeff came to sit next to him. And when he walked in, he goes, everyone called my dad Schleppy. He goes, Schleppy, I got bad news. I don't think you can be my emergency contact anymore.
And I also heard the story, which you got to tell quick, about your dad making jokes right before he died regarding like a magician or something like that.
Oh, well, yeah. So Jeff had introduced my parents to this magician named Bernie Shine, and they became really close too. And they had all gone to see him like the year before or a few months, you know, earlier. And so Jeff was sitting with my dad and he said, do you want to, you know, Janice had already passed, and he said, I could call Bernie and you can say goodbye to him. And he said, yeah. And he called Bernie, and Bernie said, oh, Schleppy, I'm so sorry. And my dad goes, Bernie, your show was so bad, it killed Janice.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Hey, have you seen the new Saturday Night movie, by the way?
I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I did. Wait, because you weren't on it, right? Did you? You weren't a player. Did you write for Saturday Night Live? I can't remember.
I was a writer and feature performer for one season. And it's funny, I was just talking on my podcast about, for some reason, Charlton Heston hosted when I was there.
Really?
And so we did this Planet of the Apes bit, and, you know, if I was on the show at all, I was usually like a plant in the audience during the monologue, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to get a Planet of the Apes, all the prosthetics put on me. And because I was like low rung, you know, baby writer, they had me get all the prosthetics done at like noon for the show. And so I had a face glued on my face. And what made it horrible was I had a terrible cold. So my nose was just running under a face that was glued onto my face. It was very depressing.
That's bad. But I thought you were going to say that they made you run out to go get food for everybody or something with the face on.
Oh,
which would have been good.
That would have been a better direction. Yeah.
Did you quit after a year, or did they fire you?
Oh, let's just say I quit. No, of course I was fired. But that was like a season where they really cleaned house and then a whole new cast came in. But also, yeah, I was fired.
Mm. Did that at that point? So how old were you probably? Like early 20s?
I was 22. Yeah.
So does that at that point, does that make like it? At that point, were you like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, or it sparked you to do more, or it didn't, or everybody gets fired?
Everybody does get fired, but I was like, am I in show business anymore? You know, and I just went back to the drawing board, which is stand up, and, you know, it took me a long time to learn that, you know, failure is you can't have success without failure,
right.
You know?
Exactly. So, I'm curious on your writing style. You know, like Seinfeld would always say, like, he gets up every day and he writes and, you know, like takes it seriously like a job. Do you flow that way, or like do you have writing time every day, or just when something strikes you, you write it down?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
More when something strikes me, I write it down. But like when I need to get stuff done, like this tour is working towards at the end of it, or towards the end of it, I shoot a special. And like every night I'm writing because I need, you can't just like you can't practice in front of the bathroom mirror. You need the audience, you know? So every night of the tour, like the audience is giving me information so I know what to tweak, what to change, what's working, what isn't working. And you know, it's always like a work in progress, so I need, you know, Madison and everyone to come out and tell me, you know,
you mean if I we mean, laugh or not.
Yeah, don't just yell out that one needs work. I'll definitely know.
I was just recently, I've got kids 9 and 12, and we were just watching School of Rock. Aww. They hadn't seen it. And you're watching you in that. But then I didn't see Maestro. But like, I feel like those are quite different movies. How hard is it to do serious stuff?
It's not easy, but sometimes it's more work. Like with Maestro, it was a whole different way of speaking, and I had to, you know, work with a dialect coach and stuff. But I just feel like acting is acting. You're playing it real, whether it's comedy or drama. You know, I mean, there's no like special sauce to put on. I think when people go from drama to comedy, sometimes they like put some special sauce on it. They think they have to do something more than just kind of act like it's real, you know, mm-hmm. like. But
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, because some can't make the jump. I feel like, you know, you see the comedy person and like when you see them in a serious role, you're like, this doesn't work. But I don't know. I mean, I need to see Maestro. So you'd play the sister, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shirley Bernstein.
Very nice. Very nice.
It is, you'll like it. It's such a beautiful movie. It's like, wow. I was so impressed. I couldn't believe I was in it.
Right, pinching yourself that you got the gig, huh?
Yeah, and it's just beautiful. Like, okay. Oh, my God.
So, speaking of gigs, your podcast gig is all advice. You're not a doctor, but you play one on the podcast?
I didn't set out for the podcast to be this way, but I knew I wanted people to call in and let that be the trajectory of each episode. And it just sometimes gets to such a like heartbreaking or serious place. Sometimes it's just silly, but it just always depends on who calls in. And, you know, I have real good advice just because I've been around a long time and I have had a lot of therapy because I'm a messed up person. But sometimes people call in and I'm like, this is totally above my pay grade. And the good thing that I love about it is, I always know, like, I don't know the answer to this, but someone's going to call in with the answer to this. And they always do. There's somebody listening that knows the answer. And it's turned into this kind of really cool community. And I love it. I just love doing odd jobs that, like, this aspect of it isn't always, like, comedy. It's just whatever people need. It's kind of, I don't know, it's taken on a life of its own in it. I love that. You know, it's not what I expected, and that's exciting.
Nice.
To me.
Sarah Silverman's going to be at the Orpheum on Friday. All right. Well, so Sarah, listen, I we didn't make this too silly, but you are hysterical, and I know you'll have great material for us at the Orpheum, so I know people will come out to see it. I saw your last show here in Madison a few years ago. Do you do anything when you come to towns, or you just hole up in your hotel room?
You know, I travel.
I'm not asking you out. Don't worry. I'm just curious if you.
I am in room 317.
Yeah.
No. We try to do stuff. Yeah. I mean, for sure. And my manager, who is originally from California, is a Badger. So when we go to Madison, it's for, as a matter of fact, I'm wearing a Madison Madtown, Wisconsin hat right now, which has been my like main baseball hat I got at the airport when I was on tour there last year.
But don't wear it on the stage, because then it looks like you're pandering.
No, I'm not going to wear it on stage. It will just put a shadow on my face.
Your beautiful punim, exactly.
My face is my fortune. Oh, my God, punim, plots.
Right.
I love it.
Who's your manager? I wonder if we went to school here at the same time.
Her name is Amy Z.
No. Oh, well. Anyway, so you want to know the joke that my family references all the time that you did. You know which one it is. Do you know which one?
I don't. About the Jewish doctor?
No. Although, what's that one?
Okay. I don't know if I can say it anymore on the radio.
Oh, okay. No, the one about that you went to the hotel pool and it said if you've had diarrhea in the last 14 days, you can't swim here. And then, of course, you could finish it.
Why don't they just say what they mean? No Jews allowed.
That is brought up 3 to 4 times a year. We'll bring that up because it's brilliant. It's great. Anyway, Sarah, I've enjoyed your comedy for a long time. A few years back, I was visiting a buddy in New York, and you did a quick pop-up stand-up thing with maybe Nikki Glaser. I can't remember. There were three of you there, and it was in a weird place where you came out and you said, I feel like I'm doing a bar mitzvah, because it wasn't a traditional comedy club. But
yes, it's called like Top of the Five or something like something on Fifth Avenue or somewhere. It was weird. You had to take an elevator.
Yes.
And it was with Nikki, I remember.
Yeah, it was totally weird. But anyway, I saw you there. I've seen you here in Madison. I've always enjoyed your work and excited that you're coming back to town, and appreciate you taking a couple minutes. So everybody, go see Sarah at the Orpheum.
Thank you. Go Badgers. That's my pandering.
Indeed. There you go. All right. Take care, Sarah. Thanks. Bye now.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.